A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Hello, Florida. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 15th goes to a former Florida sheriff's deputy named Zachary Weston. Zachary is 26 years old, and he has been a deputy in Jackson County since 2016. You know, this is why Florida is the Donald Trump of states. I said this yesterday, and I apologize for it because I thought it was a little too harsh, but then here we are today, and Zachary Weston is reminding us all why all the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. The problem with Florida is that it's not just the people that live there who are nuts. It's the infrastructure of Florida, the politicians, the administration at the schools, the law enforcement. Not saying all of y'all are crazy, just saying it takes one bad Florida orange to spoil the whole bunch. And Zachary Weston is one of those bad oranges. Now, what Zachary was doing has been going on in hoods all across America for years, long before some of us got here, and it will probably be happening long after we are all gone. I'm just happy Zachary Weston got caught because now we have the opportunity to make him infamous for what he did, but also use him as an example to say, see, we told you all this was happening in communities all across America for years. Would you like to know what Zachary Weston was doing? Let's go to WJHG NBC7 for the report, please.
In August of 2018, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to look into Jackson County Deputy Zachary Weston after they believed he was planting drugs inside vehicles and arresting the drivers on made-up drug charges. Weston was fired from the Sheriff's Office in September, and according to the FDLE, after an extensive investigation, Weston was arrested Wednesday morning in Crawfordville on 52 counts, including racketeering, fabricating evidence, and false imprisonment. But the investigation continues. In September, the state attorney's office dropped 119 cases against the people Weston allegedly planted drugs on, but sheriff's officials did want to thank them for their patience.
In the words of Robert Remeek Williams, how you wake up in the morning feeling evil? You just planting drugs on people, getting them sent to jail for what? Would you like to hear a breakdown of what exactly he was charged for? Let's hear it.
We have charged Mr. Weston with 52 counts. Racketeering of official misconduct, 9 counts, fabricating evidence, 9 counts, possession of a controlled substance, 9 counts, false imprisonment, 5 counts, and then misdemeanor charges of perjury, 9 counts, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, 9 counts. In Florida, we have what's called sentencing guidelines, and under the guidelines, the guidelines would call, if he were convicted of all charges, of a lengthy prison sentence of approximately 13 and a half years in state prison.
That's all? Listen, here's the thing. This isn't a case of a white man targeting black and brown people. Zachary was hitting up everybody. This isn't just racism. This is abuse of power. And this is exactly why you have to stand up when you see injustice, regardless of who is for or against, because eventually it will be your turn, okay? Evil people like Zachary Weston don't have a preference. They don't have any standards. They just want to be evil. This man, Zachary Weston, caused people to lose custody of their kids. People went to prison because of him. They got 119 cases that have been dropped, all right? Because Zachary Weston got caught. And at least 10 people have been released from prison. Here's the thing. It can't just be Zachary, right? Like, Zachary is 26 years old. He's just the only officer that got caught. Somebody taught this 26-year-old officer how to move like this. Zachary, I don't know why you're protecting all those other officers, but you shouldn't take, you know, this fall all by yourself, all right? 3 federal lawsuits have been filed against Weston. At least 11 people are suing Weston in federal court for alleged civil rights violations. Listen, man. Zach, the only way to correct this wrong is hold yourself accountable and deal with what you did. But you have to point the proper authorities in the direction of the other officers in that department who are doing the same thing, because I guarantee you're not alone, Zachary. And you need to understand that Karma is the most patient gangster ever, and he's been waiting on your ass. But now you have an opportunity to create some new energy and some new Karma by simply telling the truth about the corruption going on in that department. If not, well, bye. I hope you get way more than the 13 and a half years, okay? You need 100 years, all right? You didn't care about anybody else's life, so why should anyone give a damn about yours? Please let Remy Ma give the corrupt police officer Zachary Weston the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb.
How can Florida win when they not right within?
All right.
All right? All right. How, Florida? How, Florida? Jeez. How y'all supposed to win when y'all not right within?
All right. Huh? All right.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey.